This is a guided meditation on sunyata, typically translated as emptiness. I like to think of it also as fullness, empty of the notion of a separate self, and the fullness of opening to all that there is, moment by moment. Sitting comfortably erect, bring your attention to the sensation of breathing around the rim of the nostrils. Just simply noticing the fullness of the in-breath and the fullness of the out-breath without any interruption. When there is a distraction, simply redirection the energy of attention back to the sensation of breathing. increase the focus of your attention, deliberately investigating the sensation of breathing, trying to pick up the details of touch, temperature, vibration that you can experience as you breathe in and breathe out. This increases the faculty of investigation. Cultivate the intention to investigate in detail the changing sensations that occur as you breathe in and breathe out. Allow your attention to soak into whatever sensations are available around the rim of the nostrils, in the same way that water soaks into a sponge. intention at this level of practice is to deliberately channel more energy into investigating the physical sensations in the body, particularly around the nose at this point, so that less energy is devoted to amplifying and identifying with whatever kinds of thoughts that might also arise. No matter how many times the mind drifts into thought, redirect your attention back to examining the raw data of sensation that's noticeable in the area around the nose. Maintaining that same intention to invest more energy of attention into investigating the physical sensations of the body, disregarding any thoughts, letting them become peripheral in your awareness. Start to notice what sensations might be available in the whole area of the nose, the bridge of the nose, the flare of the nostrils. Now, while maintaining awareness of the sensations around the nose, allow your attention to penetrate into the flesh of the upper lip. What can be noticed there? Maybe there's just simply a feeling of fullness. And maybe there's a noticeable vibration, a tingling in that area. Once again, at this level of practice, the intention is to starve the thinking process of energy and invest more and more energy into whatever sensations can be observed in the body. Now, include in this area of investigation whatever sensations might be noticed in the gums and the palate of the roof of the mouth. Maybe there are feelings of pressure that can be noticed as you breathe in and breathe out, as the air swirls around in that area. Or maybe there are feelings of fullness, vibrating. Now practice while still including awareness of breathing in and breathing out, extending this investigative curiosity to the area of the lower lip. The gums and the soft tissue around the jaw. Imagine that every time you exhale, the energy of attention is expanding and penetrating into the flesh of your face, from the jaw up through the gums, the cheeks, the cheekbones, It's like breathing attention into the flesh, that part of the body. Now include the soft tissue around the eyes, as well as the nose and the cheeks and the jaw. It may be hard to notice any sensation there, but I absolutely assure you that there are a multitude of sensations there, a very rich array of feelings. Now include in this area of investigation the temples, the ears, the forehead. See if you can notice that with every exhalation, your attention can soak further and further into the tissues of the face and amplify the awareness of any sensations that might be there. It's not creating sensations, it's becoming more intimately aware of sensations that are always there anyway. Now expand this awareness to include whatever sensations might be noticed in the scalp, all of the soft tissue underneath the hairline. From the forehead all the way down to the nape of the neck, systematically just sweep attention through that area at the top of the head, noticing whatever sensations might be there. It's often the case that there's an itching or a tingling at the very top of the skull that's noticeable when you carefully observe. Any mental commentary or a critique, just allow that to happen off to the side, making sure that more energy is invested into examining the sensations over the whole surface of the head. Now expand and include an investigation of the sensations that might be noticeable in the neck, the area around the Adam's apple, the sides of the neck, the back of the neck. If there is an area of sensation somewhere in the head that's more noticeable, more prominent in awareness, sweep around the edges of that sensation. See if you can notice similar sensations elsewhere near that area of sensational vitality. Bring attention to the area from the neck to the shoulders and down to the bottom of the pectoral muscles in the front of the chest and to the shoulder blades in the back. Look carefully and persistently. What sensations can be noticed there? It might be just the pressure that is noticeable as the cloth touches the skin. Keep practicing, including the sensation of breathing in this process, putting more emphasis on allowing your attention to be energized by the outbreath, to become more inclusive and more penetrating, noticing sensations in the areas noted. Now bring attention to the areas at the top of the upper arm where those muscles are. And just scan your attention down the length of the upper arm. The muscles in the back and in the front. The sensations in the area of the armpit. Being alert for any areas of sensation in either arm that might be more noticeable. And then zooming your attention into that area of sensation and see if there are any areas adjacent to it that might also have similar sensations. The goal of this practice is generating this ongoing investigative curiosity. It is useful to notice the sensations there, it's more rewarding. But simply making the effort to investigate is the primary goal of this practice. Keep bringing attention back to the breath. In a sense, every time you breathe in, you notice the breath, and then when you breathe out, you follow that out-breath out into the whatever sensations might be available elsewhere in the body. Allowing this investigation to include the areas from the elbows down both forearms to the hands and the fingers. And it might be that you notice the sensations in the hands and the fingers more readily. There are more nerve endings in the hands and the fingers than elsewhere in the body. So you might notice a sense of tingling or pulsing or vibrating. If that's the case, see if you can notice that same sensation in the wrists and the forearms, systematically moving up one arm or both arms, trying to connect whatever sensations might be available there to the adjacent areas of the body. Moving from the hands up the forearms to the elbows, from the elbows up to the shoulders. Then from the shoulders up through the neck to whatever sensations are noticeable in the area of the head, with particular emphasis on the sensation of breathing in and breathing out. It's like breathing in and breathing out is a pump. And every time you operate the pump, more attention is diverted away from thinking and into body sensing. Now bring attention to the torso, the area of the breastbone and the ribs in the front, around the sides, to the ribs along the back, under the shoulder blades. Perhaps there's an ability to notice the expanding and contracting of the torso with every breath. Now allow this investigation to expand even further to include the abdomen and the small of the back, all the way down to the pelvis. Moving your attention from that area back up to the breath, and also to include whatever areas of sensation might be evident in the arms, the neck, or the head. Trying to bind all of this awareness together into a whole body awareness of sensations. Truly mindfulness of the body as a body. Now allow this awareness to include the pelvic area, base of the spine, the hips, the groin. And expanding and including sensations of the thighs. Imagining that your attention is gently moving down through the volume of each thigh toward the knees. Being curious about what sensations might be noticed there. Perhaps sensations of pressure where your buttocks touch the chair or the cushion, the back of your legs. Feelings of pressure from whatever clothing you might be wearing. See if you can notice that every time you exhale, there's an opportunity to penetrate your attention even further, even more deeply, into whatever sensations can be noticed in those areas. Now allow this investigative attention to include the knees. Even if there's discomfort, a tension or an aching or a burning sensation, see if you can soak into that sensation past whatever resistance or reaction you might experience into just the raw sensation of it. Being curious about that sensation rather than rejecting it. And allowing this investigative process to move down the lower legs from the knees down to the ankles, including the calves, the shins. With every exhalation, opening up more and more areas of the body for investigation. Now bringing attention to each ankle, the arch of each foot, the ball of each foot. The toes. There are also more nerve endings in the feet and the toes than there are in other areas of the legs. It's a similar sensation to what happens when your foot falls asleep. That tingling when you adjust your position. This sensation is similar but not as uncomfortable. See if you can allow your curiosity to soak into that sensation and then notice that it also can be experienced in the ankles, the calves, the knees, and the thighs. Now allow your attention to move around your body. Every time you breathe out, allow the attention to go from the area around the nostrils up into the head or down into the shoulders or out to the hands or down to the legs. When you blow on a fire, it gently gets brighter and hotter. When you breathe into these sensations, they become more and more unified, more and more of a whole body experience. And as that experience becomes more and more noticeable, less and less attractiveness to whatever thoughts might come with it. There comes a time with enough practice when the whole body is vibrating, pulsing, tingling. Even if there's physical discomfort in the legs or the back, you can notice that that discomfort also is vibrating and tingling. And the more you can disperse attention through all of those body regions, including the areas of discomfort, the less objectionable the discomfort is, the less reaction against the sensation is. The more we can open to the fullness of this dynamically changing flow of sensation in the body, the more full that is, the more empty the need to have a story, a narrative, a self becomes. And with sufficient practice, you begin to notice that having to define where the body leaves off, the boundaries between the body and the rest of the universe dissolve, lose their relevance. This also includes any sounds, inward sounds or outward sounds. There's more and more of being in the moment and less of thinking about the past and the future. So keep breathing into the body for the rest of this practice. See if you can open more and more to just full body awareness, disregarding any thoughts or commentaries. and notice that there really is no discernible boundary between this feeling of vibration and the rest of the universe. And any sound that occurs also is part of the suchness of being here and now. Self becomes empty, and the embodied being becomes more and more full. I wish you well.